Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, how do you think of yourself as a business person? Do you think of yourself as an owner? Do you think of yourself as a coworker, as an employee of the corporation? Maybe this, you think of yourself as the sales manager or a top salesperson. How do you think of yourself? And I'm just wondering, have you ever thought of yourself as the engineer of the company, the person that engineers things? You know, we don't really realize what goes into making a product. If we have a smartphone in our hand, that smartphone was developed by engineering. There was a lot of different disciplines, a lot of different types of engineering that went into making that cell phone. Or possibly if someone is building an airplane, Boeing must have a countless number of engineers working on the next generation airplanes and working on improving the airplanes that currently fly. Or maybe you've watched a NASCAR race and you see the people under the umbrellas with their headsets on looking at their computers because the cars are talking to the engineers who are watching the computers all of the time through telemetry. No different than how the spacecraft talks to the engineers on the ground. And they're looking for the parts that are not working well. They're looking for the weakness in the race car. They're looking for what might break, or if something does break, they're looking for why it did or how they can improve it. They're engineering. And, of course, we couldn't go into space without engineers, mathematicians, and so many other disciplines. So how do you think of yourself as a business person? Do you think of yourself as someone who is really putting it together, who's engineering the company? Are you someone who not only is developing the marketing plan and the strategy and the sales presentation or hiring people to do it or asking your sales manager to do it and you're looking at it saying what will work and what won't work? Or are you just someone who just sits back and lets things happen as they happen? And if you really want to be successful, you have to take charge. You have to look for the weakness in your business, just like engineers look for weakness in whatever products they're working on. It's about the weakness in your business that will hurt you, and it's also about understanding the weakness in your business that will make you successful. If something is going well and it really is working, yes, we have to look at it. We have to see if we can improve it. We have to pay attention to it, but it works well. It doesn't take as much effort. But the real success in business is understanding what is not working well, understanding what you need to do to look at improving that particular process, whether it's prospecting, whether it's sales, whether it's making your manufacturing floor 5 or 10% more productive. If it's understanding and working with your vendors and getting them to help you understand your business better from the products that they buy so that you can be more successful. Everything is about taking the business, analyzing the business, thinking about the business, and then putting in place the things that you understand that are not working. Engineering the success of the business, not just standing by and just saying, I'll take it as it comes. Because when I talk to business people that are very successful, extremely successful, and I say, how are you doing this? What's your success? And the answer that I get from those business people is not really a surprise. They work hard. They have will, drive, and determination. And they look at their business and they operate it, run it, engineer it, plan it in a different way than everyone else. They plan their business for success. They don't just do what everybody does and follow the herd. They look at what is really going to work. They look at their end game. What is my goal? What do I need to do? They back up and they say, how do I reach my goal? What are the job descriptions? What do I need to, well, how do I need to have my employees, my coworkers, understand what they need to do to help the company become successful, which helps them become successful? So they really think it through. They really work it. They really dissect their business. They take every single aspect of their business, sales, prospecting, manufacturing, shipping, delivery, marketing materials, and they break it down into different areas, and they go at it, and they look for what's not working in that part of the business. It's not negative. It's not negative thinking. When they walk in the morning, they look around, and they go, wow, this is a great business. Look what's working. And then they say to themselves, whoa, what's not working here? I need to feel what's not working. I need to get to the bottom of what's not working. I need to observe what's not working. Because when I'm taking care of what's not working and everything that does work well, we will just be phenomenally successful with less stress. So engineer your business well. Look at what's not working. Encourage what is working. And really spend time thinking about your business, thinking about what the customer or the client needs, what they want, how you can service them, how you can help the people that work for you become more successful, how you can get them to understand what they need to do. So it's all about thinking, it's all about understanding, it's all about planning, and of course it is about the product. But you can have the greatest product in the world, and if you're not operating your business and understanding it in the right way, that will mean absolutely nothing. This is Howard LeWinter. Good planning to you, and I certainly always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.